Hello, friends. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. I just wanted to tell you that I'm so glad you're taking time to listen to this sermon. It is my hope it'll lift your spirits and then motivate you to move out of your comfort zone. Stay tuned now for a message from Harvest Christian Ministries. It's already in progress.
Hallelujah!
Yeah, yeah. Had it not been for your grace and your mercy, where would we be? Had the Lord not been on our side, had he not picked us up and turned us around and put our feet on solid ground? Now, am I talking to myself today? Have you ever been down before? Where getting up was not on your mind and nobody knew. But thank God he made a way for you through what you were going through. And that's why we come to praise him today. Let's bow. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity just to share your word. We ask even now that we might decrease and that you might increase. Save someone today. Encourage another. And when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 The Lord is good and he's worthy to be praised. There's a word from the Lord today that comes from the prophet Isaiah. The 41st chapter, verse number 10, it reads, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." I want to talk today from the sermonic title, Closer Than It Appears. Closer Than It Appears. I was reminded this morning as I backed up the truck to the trailer that on the right passenger side, in that side mirror, were the words that maybe you have missed. I hope you haven't. That will give you a new driving test. But it says, "Objects in mirror are closer than they appear." Objects in the mirror are closer than they really appear. It's a safety warning to help you not to switch lanes too fast or not to stay in the wrong lane too long. But they're there to remind us that we need to be careful behind the wheel. Do you realize that in the wheel of life, that your potential, that your dreams, that your destiny are closer than what they appear? You may say, "Well, how so, Reverend?" I believe it's because we are frightened by our future. We are being chased by our own success. We don't realize what God has for us. Let me just try to put it in the kitchen terms when I got it this week. That so often we are in a place in life and what God wants to do for us is actually chasing us. In other words, God sees your potential. Instead of you chasing after it, your dream is after you. And that got me so excited on the other morning that I called four people and said, "Man, this thing is rich. That the very thing that you are waiting to come to you, God has loosed it so it might go after you." That it may not always look as it appears. For so many of us, fear has become a roadblock. We are afraid of people, afraid of places, afraid of things, afraid of what people think, what they may say about us. We are afraid of places that remind us of where we used to go, what we used to do. We are afraid of things that have caused us disappointment. So we just be still and do nothing. And all the while, what God has planned for you is waving at you, hollering at you. Hey, it's closer than it really appears what I want to do for you. We are afraid of our own shadow. You know, and one form of psychology, there's some truth to that. It refers to what we disown in ourselves. It reflects something in us that we tend to place out there. Psychologists say that we're afraid because we haven't yet befriended or gotten to know ourselves. And so keep that little piece that you've been waiting for the promotion, waiting for a change in life, waiting to grow in the Lord. I mean, you've got a list of things you want God to do for you. And those very things meet you every time you leave the house. Every time you get on the road, those things are chasing after you. In our text today, it is the prophet Isaiah. He's called the major prophet. And a prophet is a spokesperson, a mouthpiece that God uses to talk to the people. Now, God could do it himself, but he picks people to use to deliver a message. And you never know who God has sent your way. Don't dismiss anybody. Don't dismiss the squeegee kid. Don't dismiss the homeless man. Don't dismiss people who cut you off. You know, God may be sending them with the very thing. Now, y'all say, wait a minute now. I didn't agree with that. That's okay. I didn't mean for you to. But you never know who God will use to bring you a truth. And here's how you know it's a truth. Because it makes you uncomfortable. Here's how you know it's true. Because you get mad. When somebody brings it up. Because they can see in you what you've not seen that's gotten after you all along. And so he sends a message to Israel by way of Isaiah. And what he shares is both a command and a promise. A command is, means that there are no options. Your parents gave you a command. Clean your room. Take out the trash. Make your bed. Parents, stop doing that. We've made it optional instead of saying, oh, yeah, it's trash day. Amen? A promise is what God says I will do for you. And they're both in this text. I stop by to remind you that God is, he's present. He's personal and he's powerful. So verse 10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. No matter what's causing you to be fearful, no matter what's blocking your view, God says to you, stop fearing. Stop being afraid. Why? I'm with you. So even right now, don't you realize that he's with you now? Don't look now, but the God that we serve is in the present. He's with us even now. Emmanuel, God is with us. And that is a promise that no matter where you go in life, you've got to know, as the old song would say, you ought to take the Lord with you everywhere you go. In the streets, in the crowd, in your home, all alone, on the highway, on the byway. Don't leave home without him. And so even as you think about what he wants to do, know he is with you. Christ told his disciples in the Gospel of Matthew, as he was preparing to make transition, 28:20, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth. You may be lonely, confused, depressed. God is with you. Now, how many believe that? That, you know, maybe it not, may not be a... You may not feel it, but everything is not about a feeling. But don't you know that right now he's with you? Amen? Those in the text knew their enemies were after them, and they needed some reassurance that we're not alone. I was thinking back, and I always tell my age, and some of y'all remember this. Remember the day when you went to school and they took roll? I mean old school roll. Timothy Tootin, you would say present. Amen? Now folks slip in class, out of class, email you, I can't make class. But back in the day, you would say, if you didn't say present, then you wasn't at school. And don't you know that he's present with you even today? Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in the time of trouble. So he's present. But he also is personal. Do not be dismayed, a command, for I am your God, a promise. Do not be dismayed. Do not be upset. Do not pull your hair out. Do not stay up all night. Do not be worried. Do not be agitated. And the people in the text need to hear that. Why? Their enemies were after them. And it's personal. Not everybody likes to talk about faith. It's personal. It is. But whatever it is that you know and believe, exercise that in the time of need, that it is personal. He is personal. And you are not to be dismayed, but Reverend, you don't know my story. It's easy for you to say, oh, get over it. It's easy for you to say, it's going to be all right. But how many folk know that when it's you? It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I don't want a fake God. I want a real God, a God who made the heavens and the earth. That's the kind of personal God I want. Yeah. Makes me feel kind of special that I'm his son. Do you feel that way? I ain't putting my nose in the air, but I'm somebody. I'm a child of God. I'm somebody. I'm blessed by the Almighty. I'm somebody. It's a personal thing. And wherever I go, I take him with me. That happened yesterday. I went to get a pedicure. I was trying to be cool with my earphones on and reading the Kindle. And I had me and about four ladies. And I said, well, I better try to reach one and tell them about my personal God. I did. But then the technician said, can I take a picture? He goes, oh, no. No pictures today. That wouldn't look right with me, the only dude with five women. But I told them, see, I didn't confess, about my personal God. I normally go in the morning when nobody's there. Anyway, he is a personal God. Show me the exit out of here. But it's a God in whom, see, y'all not with me, that we trust. I might have woke some folk up. But it's about having trust in this person of God. And here's a signature scripture, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. He will steer you in the right direction because he is a personal God. He's present. He's personal. Y'all leave that old story alone. Y'all still laughing about that. I was just being transparent. and powerful. Oh, Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. When my mother and my father forsaken me, then the Lord will take me up. He's a powerful God. He says, I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. He can strengthen you because he has all power. Amen? The people in the text were feeling powerless because of what they were facing. And maybe you feel powerless, that you have no voice. You have no options, but the God that we serve is able to give you the power that you need. Paul makes a confession in 2 Corinthians 12. He says, for when I am weak, then I am strong. Now, how is that possible? I'm weak, but I'm strong. It is because of he who is powerful in my life that I can have a future. Why? Because I don't try to be strong. Amen? Amen. Joshua says, be strong and courageous. But it's all about focusing on him. He says, I will hold you in my righteous right hand. You know, as a kid, when I sang the song, he got the whole world in his hand. I'm thinking, how can he have a hand that big to have the whole world in his hands? But you know, I believe that today, that he is so powerful that he has the whole wide world in his hands. He's got me and you. Oh, y'all know the song, brother, in his hands. And even as a kid, I just believed it. Now in faith, I know it to be true. He is powerful like that. Closer than it may appear. 1 John 3:2 says, beloved, now we are the sons and daughters of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Well, you know what? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and a sound mind. Came across a classic this week, a book published back in the 1930s, The Little Engine That Could. What a remarkable story of a little engine on a mission, trying to take toys and food to children on the other side of the mountain. And as they're going along, there's some issues. At the base of the mountain, the little engine started to jerk and to putt. It just could not make it. And the toys, your own mind's eye, the clown got off and said, we need to stop somebody. Ever been in a place in life that you needed help? Yeah. And everybody who told you, just text me, honey. Just Facebook me. Just call me. They were not there. A big train came by and they said, hey, can you help us out? We're trying to get over on the other side. And they were just too important. Another engine came by and same story. I don't have time. I can't deal with your issue. Even though it was important to you. An old rusty engine didn't have anything to lose. It showed up. And same story. I can't help you. I won't help you. But then a little blue engine shows up. Not much bigger. But willing to help, the engine gets to its destination. And as it began to pull, it got to the mountain and it began to make noises as well. And the engine says, I think I can. I think I can, as they pull the mountain. And once he got to a place in life, it was, you know, I thought I could. I thought I could. And in life, you may find yourself saying, I think I can. I think I can, but when God sends help your way, you can say, you know what? I thought I could. I thought I could. Amen. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I think I can. That I'm more than a conqueror through him who loved me. I'm not a little engine. I'm just a guy from a little town in North Florida. But I serve a Savior who was born in a little town called Bethlehem. A Savior who took a little boy's lunch and fed 5,000. And a little time later, he was taken to an old rugged cross. And not long after that, he was put in a borrowed tomb. And not long after that, he got up on the third day morning with all power in his hands. I'm trying to help you to see. I think I could. I think I could. And every now and then, you've got to just look up and get your strength. Amen. I look to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Behold, he that keeps thee will not slumber. All I know is the Lord is my keeper. And the Lord is my shade upon my right hand. And the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. For the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul, thy going out and thy coming in. Well, my voice is trying to leave me, but the devil is a liar. I just stopped by to tell you that yes, what he has for you is now coming into view. That hope that you need is coming into view. That joy that you need is coming into view. Those circumstances are changing. Why? Don't look yet, but it's not as it appears. The world told you you were done, but you said, wait a minute. I got to change lanes because I serve a risen Savior who's in the world today. And the world told me that I can't move, but I can. How many people have come today saying, you know what? I will not give up. I will not give in. Why? He is with me always, even to the end of the earth. It don't appear. The boogeyman done told you it'll never happen. He done told you that you're not qualified. He's a liar and the truth is not in him. I know I can. That is the word of God today. Come on, stand all over this place. Your faith is waiting on you. Your Bible say, hey, you've not read me lately. Your knees say, you've not bent me lately. Your hand says you've not shouted for joy lately. And through it all, never forget that you can't make it without the Lord. You need him. Got to have him. He's there for us. Oh, yes, you can.
Every day they pass me by, I can see it in their eye. Empty people filled with care, headed who knows where. On they go. private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides the silent cries. Only Jesus hears.
How many believe that today?
People need the Lord. When will we realize people need the Lord. Called to take his light to a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? Through his love, our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life. Only we can share. People need the Lord.
My. Many things. Can I take the time of a commercial to tell you about Jesus Christ and why you need him? See, you'll keep changing lanes and running in the ditch and breaking down without him. But with him, all things are possible. So I stopped by to tell you with the rest of my commercial is that one day he found me and then he transformed me, and he's still working on me so that I can look to the hills. 15 seconds. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. If you've come today and the objects and the problems in your life, you can't make them out, I want to recommend Jesus. He's one that will bring everything into focus. Bible says if you believe in your heart that God sent his son Jesus and you believe that he died, and you believe that he rose, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. If that is your prayer today, in Jesus' name. Come on, give God a praise today. Amen. Thanks so much for listening. I want to tell you about a couple of other ways you can be inspired, of course by CD, but you can also listen to our sermons on the website we have for you. It's www.cometoharvest.org. That's come2harvest.org. Or by way of sermonaudio.com. That's sermonaudio.com. All you have to do is to search for Harvest Christian Ministries. You can also listen to our daily devotionals. They're new, and they're really gaining popularity. They're called Seeds of Encouragement. You can get them by way of iTunes, from podcasting, or from Facebook. Either way, we want to inspire you on a daily basis. Have a great day in the Lord. I'm Dr. Tim Tuden, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries in Baltimore County, Maryland. Be blessed.